One of the most common questions that I encounter as a nurse entrepreneur in our professional circles is, where should I venture as a nursing professional? The reason that this is even more of an issue for healthcare workers is balancing the work hours and running a business. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about one of the ventures that can work as side hustles for nurses. That's the digital product business. Well, you might ask, what are digital products? There's simply any product that one can create and deliver electronically. This can be anything from an ebook or a PDF guide to an online course or a software program. Means if it can be delivered digitally, it counts as a digital product. So why should you invest in digital products as a nursing professional? You might be asking, why this business idea? Well, you should be doing this in the first place as a nurse or healthcare professional. And you might be asking even more so, what's so great about it? The biggest challenge for us in the healthcare industry is finding time for anything else outside of work. And I'm sure many nurses and healthcare employees would love to start a side business just to generate extra income or become entrepreneurs in the first place, but the time factor just doesn't allow it. Let's just be honest. Well, the starting point should be finding a business idea that's not going to demand so much of your presence. Digital products is a really, really good option. So you may say, why is this business of digital products the best avenue for nurses venturing into entrepreneurship a lot of times for the first time? The obvious answer is that digital products are something that you can sell without any overhead, zero. And it'll take a little time and perhaps it'll take some upfront investment to create your product, but from there on out, you'll generate income without reinvesting. The internet and digital marketing, that era has really made this so much easier. In fact, some of the products like books and trainings that can only be sold physically can now be sold exclusively on the digital side. So why not make the most of this opportunity? Unlike those physical products, there's no need to invest in any inventory and stock or manufacturing or material costs, which is great. And even better, you don't even have to pay for delivery. Apart from a few service charge fees here and there, such as payment integrations like PayPal, the money that you make from digital products is nearly 100% profit. And this also means that the risk involved is zero, because when you don't sell anything, it also doesn't cost you anything. Your options are you earn big on your digital product while you sleep and possibly be able to become a full-time entrepreneur, or in the worst case scenario, make that $50 that you can spend without feeling guilty. So how do you go about selling digital products? First, you need to identify the type of product that you want to have. There's a ton of different options for products that you can sell online. So take some time to figure out which one best fits your skills and your expertise. And as a nursing professional, you can put your experience to good use by creating a product that will help patients or other nurses. And that range of healthcare niches is, it's inexhaustible. I think there's fitness, there's wellness, there's medical spa, there's consulting, there's chronic care, and so many other fields that you can venture into. And that's not to say that nurses can't venture outside of healthcare. I've started a few businesses in other industries like digital marketing and content creation as well. But once you've decided on that type of product that you want to sell, you'll need to source it. You can either create that product yourself or you can hire someone else to do it. If you're creating the product yourself, make sure it's something that you're passionate about and you're knowledgeable enough to produce high quality content and products. That's why you should invest time in deciding your niche first and foremost. A lot of nurses choose healthcare for this reason. If you're creating an ebook or an online course, it'll be a lot easier to generate content. Once you have your product sourced, you'll need to create a marketing hub for it. How will you get your online audience? That's the question you have to ask. A marketing hub could be a website or a social media platform like Twitter or Facebook, literally anywhere your best potential clients are going to hang, that's what where you want to be. Next, it's time to price your product and create an offer. Be sure, though, that you consider what your target audience is willing to pay for your product to set a price that really works. If you can choose to sell an ebook, we talk a lot more about this journey in our authors group, The Book Leader. But also, don't forget to check the description box in this episode for resources on creating digital products. Once you've got your pricing and offer set up, it's time to launch and promote your product. Note, promotional activities span pre-launch, launch, and post-launch of your product. You have to make sure that you use your website and your social channels to get the momentum, and then you can consider marketing your digital product through affiliate sites and pay-per-click advertising.